Time for Stargaze. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe, as well as our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and this week's report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. Venus and Jupiter will both be setting at around 9:40 p.m. in the west, and the ring giant Saturn will remain with us through till about 3 a.m. also in the west. Now, our moon will be waning this week. This, of course, means a return to dark skies and a magnificent view of the Milky Way galaxy for anyone that can get to a dark spot free of streetlights. Looking to the southeast.
And now, last week, we had a visit to the Mauna Kea summit, and in particular, the Subaru telescope there, and a startling discovery they had made relating to dark galaxies, and we have kind of a part two with that, I understand, and more relating to dark discoveries from Subaru.
That's right. The Subaru Observatory continues to make incredible discoveries from the summit of Mauna Kea. For the second week in a row, we have yet another remarkable insight into the dark depths of our universe.
So last week, I remember they were looking in the Coma region. Where are they looking this time?
Not far from the constellation of Cancer. They have been using a serious piece of kit called SupremeCam to look deep into the universe. SupremeCam is a new instrument that has a wide field, meaning it can study a huge area of sky compared to other telescope instruments. The astronomers have been using SupremeCam to study one of the universe's least understood entities, and I think, Dave, you know what it is.
It would be something dark.
Indeed. It is, of course, dark matter. Now, the folks at Subaru have mapped enormous quantities of dark matter, about 9 huge areas in the distant universe.
And so how does this digital camera display dark matter?
Well, it's really cool and actually quite simple. When light from distant galaxies travels through space, it gets bent or distorted by massive objects that it passes by. If you want to know what this looks like, hold up a glass to your eye, and you'll notice if you look through the bottom of the glass, the world looks really weird and distorted. And that's because the glass is forcing the light to bend as it travels through it. A similar thing happens in space, except in this case, it's not the glass that's bending the light, but space itself. And that is what the camera picks up. The light that's been bent by this warping of space.
Some complicated stuff, Christopher. Thankfully, you're there to interpret it. Thank you so much, Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.